Let's get to it. Our buddy Phil Mackey from Score North up in the Minneapolis area giving us a shout. Phil, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there, Bill. Crazy times, man. Crazy times.
Yep.
And I thank you to the NFL for giving us a reprieve and letting it be at least somewhat of a fun week in sports, huh?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I look at it as the it's the much needed diversion right now, I guess is the best way to put it, from what real life is offering us. So no, I completely agree with you. Hey, I did want to ask you, we were talking about coaches on the hot seat, and we know that Matt Patricia over in Detroit, he's got some things going on over there. He's going to need to correct in a hurry. But how is the security of Zimmer if indeed he doesn't get back to and deep into a postseason this upcoming year?
Not very secure at all. In fact, that's been one of the more interesting under-the-radar talkers here as the Vikings have put together their off-season blueprint, and they've had a huge week extending Kirk Cousins until 2022. They just traded their best wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, for a bunch of draft picks, giving them 12 draft picks for this upcoming, hopefully, in April draft. And those players, you would think, would factor in between now and the next 3 years, 5 years, right? So they're kind of, with the Kirk Cousins extension and with accumulating a bunch of draft picks, you know, they're kind of building something that maybe is like a 3 or 5 year window, but Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman, the general manager, are both entering the last years of their contract. And there's been no chatter of an extension to this point. And that's a little bit odd. Usually if coaches and general managers are going to get extensions, it would be before the league year and before you start implementing some of your off-season blueprints. So as of right now, Mike Zimmer is a lame duck coach and Rick Spielman is a lame duck general manager, but they are operating with a lot of these moves as if they have 3 to 5 years of a window to have this plan come to fruition. So we'll have to see.
Tell me if they're better or worse now that free agency has gotten underway.
I think they're worse right now. I think they're worse because they lost Stephon Diggs and they are replacing him as of right now with draft picks and random guys not named Adam Thielen that are going to have to step up. And if you look at their defense, it's sort of been decimated by both age and free agency. Trey Waynes and Mackenzie Alexander, two of their go-to cornerbacks, both signed elsewhere. Jayron Kearse was more of a rotational defensive back. He signed with Cleveland. Linval Joseph is gone. Everson Griffin literally in the last 10 minutes just posted something on Instagram saying that even though his contract, he was able to become a free agent because he reached certain incentives in his contract, but there was talk that he might come back to the Vikings at a different price. Well, he just posted a farewell to Vikings fans on his Instagram. So they've just, a lot of those key pieces that you look at from 2017 when the Vikings statistically had the best defense in the NFL, a lot of those pieces are gone. They still have Harrison Smith. And by the way, Anthony Harris was one of the best safeties in the NFL last year, and the Vikings franchise tagged him, but nobody really expects the Vikings to pay Anthony Harris the $13 million or whatever it would take. They're not going to pay two safeties $25 million because they've got Harrison Smith under contract. So they might wind up trading Anthony Harris too. I just don't see how they're going to wind up with a top 5 or 10 defense with all of these pieces that are leaving. They just don't have enough cap room to fill the holes.
Well, that was going to be my next question, because the cap room became an issue, and we knew that there was really not much they could do. There's not many guys they could go out and get. As a matter of fact, they were going to lose more players probably than they were going to go ahead and sign. So they're going to be draft-dependent. Now the question becomes, how much of a belief is there? They've been able to draft pretty well. It's not like Spielman hasn't done his due diligence when it comes to the draft. I mean, you got to feel confident about what they're looking at in the draft with wide receiver, and also there's some pretty good linebackers here as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is a super deep wide receiver draft, and it's funny, though, because every time the Vikings go into a draft knowing that, all right, wide receiver is in need, let's roll up the sleeves and draft a wide receiver in the first round. Every time they do that, it's a train wreck. Basically, since Randy, although Percy Harvin was a pretty good player in the 2009 draft. Randy Moss, you got to go back to 1998, but they've had some epic busts at wide receiver in Cordarrelle Patterson, Laquan Treadwell, Troy Williamson. But then when they decide, all right, let's go sneak around in the fifth round or in the undrafted pool, Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, they seem to find guys that way. So The list, put it this way, the list of needs for the Vikings is much longer than the amount of money they have and the amount of high draft picks they have to fix those things. And so really it's going to be about, and by the way, Dalvin Cook is entering a period where he's going to need a contract extension or he may hold out. So do you have to make the decision. Are you going to pay Dalvin Cook $13 million? If so, where do you get that money from? Their offensive line is also a major problem. And so, like, this is just a lot to put on Kirk Cousins, and I don't think Kirk Cousins is capable of elevating all of these potential holes. He's not Tom Brady. He's not Aaron Rodgers in his prime. He's not Deshaun Watson, Pat Mahomes, and yet you're going to have to ask a lot out of him.
Did they make a mistake in paying him all that money?
Yes. I think they did. I just don't think, put it this way, this is in any salary cap league, you have to be conscious about overpaying players. Andrew Wiggins with the Timberwolves is a great example. You know, all right, great. You definitely want to ride this thing out and see if Andrew Wiggins can become a top player and fulfill the number one draft pick potential. But ultimately, you don't want to pay $30 million in a salary cap league to a guy that can't carry your franchise. And I think teams get so scared about not having a chair in the game of quarterback musical chairs, they panic and pay ridiculous money for guys who are not franchise changers. You know, there's five or six guys at any time in the league. Russell Wilson is one of them. Deshaun Watson is going to get paid at some point. Aaron Rodgers has been this for 10, 15 years, whatever. There are certain guys, all right, I'm going to pay that guy a ton of money because I know that he's going to turn, you know, Brett Favre at the end of his career was making $1 million a game when not many guys were because he could turn Sidney Rice into a Pro Bowler. Kirk Cousins can't do that. I think the Vikings would be better off, honestly, drafting Jalen Hurts, riding out the last year of Kirk Cousins' contract, and then having a guy who makes like $3 million as your starting quarterback. I just, if Kirk Cousins and Russell Wilson make the same amount of money, I am behind the eight ball if I'm the Vikings trying to build out the rest of the roster. Seattle has an advantage tenfold because they've got a better quarterback for the same price.
Did Kirk Cousins get a bit of a reprieve because he finally got a postseason win?
I think it helped. I think if they lose that game to New Orleans, I don't see them rushing to the table to give him $61 million guaranteed and giving him, what, in terms of average annual value, like a $5 or $6 million per year raise. So that's what you have to figure out here. And just not to completely dump on Kirk Cousins, he is a really good quarterback. He is one of the 10 to 12 best quarterbacks in the NFL. In fact, if you look at some of the measurements from last year, Pro Football Focus, or even if you just want to look at traditional passer rating, Kirk Cousins was one of the top 5 to 8 quarterbacks in the NFL last year. He beat the Cowboys on Sunday night. He beat New Orleans on the road in a playoff game. And so if you think Kirk Cousins is just reaching a new level of his career, then maybe it's justified. I guess what I'm saying is I am skeptical. I think last year might have been his peak, and now you're paying for his peak, and you're going to wind up paying for it.
The run game, Dalvin Cook has become so vital to what it is they do. They tried to bolster that offensive line last season. It seemed like offensively they were able to do a few more things. I mean, but if you looked at the offense from where it was 2 years ago to where it was last year, were they better or were they worse?
Sorry, my phone cut out there. Dalvin Cook and running game. Go ahead.
No, I was talking about the run game and the utilization of Dalvin Cook. You get Dalvin Cook back, he's healthy. And the question was, were they better or were they worse last year as opposed to the year prior?
Well, I think it's tough because I think they were better. They definitely made more of an effort. This is part of the reason why Stephon Diggs wanted out. They definitely made more of an effort to feature both Dalvin Cook and Alex Mattison. Their backup running back is really good too. And I think what you have to start to weigh here is how much of the Vikings' success running the football was based on scheme and how much was based on Dalvin Cook being really good. I think it's a combination of both. But is it enough credit to Dalvin Cook to where you want to now pay him among the top five running backs in the NFL? The thing that sets Dalvin Cook up over the top of most running backs, and I think even over the top of Adrian Peterson when he was here, you don't have to pull him off the field on third down. He is a great third down running back. He catches passes. There's half a chance with Stephon Diggs out and moved on to Buffalo that Dalvin Cook could wind up leading the team in catches next year. So I feel like I'm doom and gloom with the Vikings right now because I don't love their offseason, but I think they have a lot of smart people. I think they have some stars. I mean, Gary Kubiak is a brilliant offensive mind, and he did get a lot out of Kirk Cousins and Dalvin Cook and other players last year. So I think we're just sort of sitting here wondering, is the window open, or are they in denial and are just sort of making weird moves and Is this the year where you should just say, listen, let's take a step back and maybe draft a quarterback, but they've clearly decided let's push forward with the current blueprint?
Phil, I tell you what, I always appreciate your insight to this. It's going to be an interesting season, should we have one, and obviously remainder of the free agency period and also the draft. But we'll talk more down the road, because I think the Vikings are going to be a fascinating franchise to watch this upcoming season.
Yep. Stay safe, everybody, and hopefully we'll be previewing training camp at some point.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Phil. Talk to you soon, buddy. There you go. Phil Mackey from Score North up there in the Twin Cities giving us the lowdown on the Minnesota Vikings. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years of me getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.